everybody, and welcome
to Ghoul Society.
That's my little sister, Sarah.
And that's my big sister, Jamie.
We are grateful to be recording on the unceded stolen territories of the Songhees and Esquimalt First Nations, and the Lekwungen and Wasainich peoples whose historical relations with the land continue to this day. As uninvited guests on this land, we are committed to disrupting racism and colonial violence within ourselves, our families, and our communities. By listening to this podcast, you've officially been inducted into the Ghoul Society.
What up, y'all?
Yo! What's up? Oh my god. Yeah. Sarah, tell everyone what the fuck just happened.
Okay, that was so crazy. We're literally setting up.
Yeah.
To, like, as in, like, plugging this shit into our Zoom recorder.
Yeah.
To record this episode. Mm-hmm. And Montana calls, and Jamie's setting up my camera, my phone, so that I can have some clips, you know, for the gram.
Do it for the gram.
Content. And then she's like, oh, your fiance is calling.
Because it said fiance ring heart on the contact.
And then she answers and she's like, oh, hey, it's your sister-in-law. And she couldn't put it into speakerphone. And he was just like, where's Sarah? Where's Sarah? Where's Sarah? And then she finally gets it on speakerphone. And she's like, what up? How are you? And Montana's like, the apartment's on fire. The building's on fire.
Literally. We were like, wait, what? And Sarah was like, what?
Yeah, so our building's alarm in the hall was going off. And I guess one of the tenants in our building, their air fryer exploded.
It's funny because everything is fine.
Yeah.
No one is hurt. The fire department showed up.
But it exploded so bad that they were trying to air out their suite. And then I guess they opened the main door to the hallway. And it was smoky that even though they had the windows open upstairs, all the smoke went into the hallway.
That's actually crazy.
Yeah, because we've never had anyone set off the hallway alarm.
Right.
It's only been pulled on accident.
So then did someone call, like, 911, or did...
No, when the alarm goes off,
it automatically...
Yeah, it gets dispatched to the fire department.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. That's awesome.
And then they called, I think, and they were like, yeah, this is, like, we actually might need you to come.
Yeah, yeah. And then the funniest part was, like, we were like, okay, so then...
We drive over there because I'm at Jamie's.
But before we drive over there, I grab my fire blanket and my little, like, canister because I don't have a proper fire extinguisher. I have, like, a canister fire extinguisher. Dad, plug your ears if you're listening.
Dad, don't listen.
Dad, it's fine. Don't worry about it, okay? I have two of the canisters.
He's gonna buy you a fire extinguisher for your birthday.
Honestly, please. My birthday's in a month. I would love that. Sounds great. And so I'm like, awesome. Okay, we got this blanket. We got this. We're gonna show up. We'll just bring it just in case. We zoom over there. And then, like, as we pull up, we see the fire truck outside of the building. And I'm just, like, looking at my canister and my fire blanket. I'm like, I'm here to help.
Well, I told Montana to grab the fire blanket, but he was grabbing the kitties.
Yeah.
He had to get them out.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Anyway, so that just happened. And now we're back at Jamie's to record.
To record. And we're just going to do one because, you know what? We're recording at night.
Guys, it's a Tuesday.
At 6:30 p.m., which is night, yes.
It's so late.
It's late, and so
wait,
we're
why
like,
do you have a PS3 controller on your desk?
Oh, wouldn't you like to know?
Yeah, I would.
I've been playing Valheim.
On your computer?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Fun.
Yeah. Three of us are playing together. We're building. Well, listen. I just want to build a house.
Okay.
But both of them are like, come on, we have to go explore all the places, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I just want to build my fucking house.
Why can't you build while they explore?
Well, because Bristol was all like, no, we have to go to different areas first. You don't want to build your house in the meadow. We need to be by different areas. And I was like, well, yeah. So then, anyway, long story short, It's being rectified. Oh, and okay. I will be building my house in Valheim.
Okay.
So that's why I have the controller, because the controller is easier.
Yeah.
Because I don't have a mouse.
Right.
I mean, I could use a mouse, but then I have to sit at the desk. And no right. fucking way am I going to sit at the desk to play video games.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
When you have a bed.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, oh, I forgot to tell you.
What?
A ghost touched my foot.
What? In here?
Yeah.
I'm never sleeping over.
Well, I actually don't know. Okay.
Wait.
So this is what happened. I was sleeping, and then what I felt was like this. Just like a little
like
bit.
How, like, was your foot in the blankets?
Yeah. So from like under the blankets, like it was just like pushed my toes down. Push your like that. Yeah, so just like Sarah's foot is up, and then all I felt was like my toes being pushed down. And then I was like, that's weird. So I woke up. But I have a theory.
Okay.
This is a skeptic coming out in me. One, it could have been a ghost, but I've never had a ghost touch me in this house.
Right.
And I like I feel like there's like ancestor spirits here. Yeah. And we make it a very safe, calm environment. Mm-hmm. But I don't think there's anything, like, creepy here.
Well, maybe they just wanted to say, hey, girl.
Or at least I've been, like, tucking the those ones away. Anyway, so, yeah, that was a spooky thing because then I also slept bad, like, the next 3 nights because I was like, what if a ghost touches my foot? So, you know how I've talked before about feeling like I'm feeling an earthquake while I'm sleeping? So, last night, I was like, I should just look this up. Turns out that it is actually a form of like REM sleep hallucinations to feel like your bed is vibrating or shaking or like it's a small tremor. And for me, as someone who already has a fucked up brain while she's sleeping, I made the connection of like, it's kind of the same as like when people are falling asleep, they get like sleep paralysis. And so they'll get hypnagogic hallucinations.
Yeah.
But you can also get it as you're waking up.
Oh.
And it's called like hypnopompic or something like that. Hallucinations.
I feel like I've heard those words before.
Yeah. And so like I actually think maybe the foot thing was that. Or my foot was spasming because I did a run the day before.
And you didn't.
And my feet were hurting.
Yeah. And like you didn't feel it flex down and you thought someone pushed.
It felt like a pressure from above. It didn't feel like my foot was clenching. So, I mean, I don't know. Don't know. It wasn't like actually meant to be scary. It just scared me.
Yeah. Well,
and so then I was like,
creepy.
I'm spooked. And then I was like, please don't touch me. And still, this is whoever is here, even if you are family, I don't want to be touched while I'm sleeping.
Yeah,
I
want
to let you know if I'm inviting you to touch me. But you know what? Not when I'm sleeping, because I really care about sleep.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just wanted to let you know.
That's crazy bonkers bananas.
That was last week.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. Crazy. But can I tell you about my story?
Yep.
Yay.
Let's get into it.
So today, I'm taking you to a chilling place where whispers of rumors of the land being 50% human ash are fully believed, and visitors to this small, secluded island claim to still hear the screams of those who once truly thought they would be helped. I'm bringing you to the small island called Poveglia. Do you know this? Some people call it Poveglia.
Sounds vaguely familiar.
Is it like I'm actually in shock.
Is it a volcano island? What's happening?
No.
Here?
No, it's not a volcano.
Poveglia.
Yeah, but it's Italian, so it's Poveglia.
There's no volcano?
My mind is being blown right
there's
now
no
that
volcano?
You don't. No.
Is it like a Pompeii situation?
No, it's not Pompeii. It's the most haunted island in the world. Oh my god, okay, I'm so excited that you've never heard.
Oh, wait, no, Sam and Colby went there.
I'm a fucking idiot. They just face-palmed.
Yes. Oh, yeah, it's illegal to go there.
Yeah,
it is illegal.
Sorry, so my intro was a little bit shitty because I was just like, whatever. Anyways, so yeah. We are going to Povea. With a size of about 18.5 acres, Povea is situated south of Venice and on the eastern side of like this long, thin stretch of land that contains multiple different cities. And so this land almost forms like a wall against the open ocean.
Yeah.
And it creates a small lagoon kind of situation. And this is referred to as the Venetian Lagoon. So the island is like in this, in the Venetian Lagoon.
Right.
Povea Island is technically made of three separate smaller islands that kind of like curve into themselves. Mm-hmm. And at the very front of it, there's this human-made artificial octagonal island. Mm-hmm. So this octagonal fort was created in 1380 to act as defensive fortification.
Wait, how did they make it?
I don't know.
In 1380? Stones?
How did anyone make construction tools existed? Yeah. I mean, not tools. They had tools, but like, you know.
Well, I was just saying, as I had said that, I thought, well, Venice is there and Venice is old AF.
Yeah, Venice is old of AF. So this is what the island looks like.
Right.
See that octagon on the front?
Yes.
And it says, Ottagano. That's octagon in Italian.
Right. Got that.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Yeah. So, okay. But before we get into that, so that was built in the 1300s. Let's rewind in time a little bit because this island dates back very far. During the 7th century, the island welcomed inhabitants who created a peaceful community secluded enough from the mainland to avoid attacks and invasions. And since this community avoided the mainland, they also apparently were able to avoid taxes. And they were mostly self-sustaining and happy on their little island.
Hell yeah!
Yeah. They would also trade with Palestrina, or Palestrina, which is on the southmost tip of like that long, thin piece of land I was talking about earlier.
Okay.
So these people lived there for a couple hundred years. And then by the late 14th century, so 700 years later, I think it was probably lived on, not lived on, people came and went, that kind of stuff. But by the late 14th century, there was an extended conflict between the maritime republics of Genoa and Venice called the War of Chioggia, which led to the abandonment of the island. Oh. The people who lived on the island at the time were relocated to the main part of Venice. And then it wasn't for another 400 years until the island was again put to use.
Oh, wow. That's a long time.
I know. It just sat empty. People were like, whatever.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Okay.
So things kind of get confusing. I'll touch on it a little bit later. But in 1776, Povea came under the jurisdiction of the local public health office. Initially, the island served as a form of customs control, but in 1793, when two ships stopped for a check, they were noted to have several cases of the plague and then forced to stay docked at this island. So Povea again became a plague quarantine site because also, it was actually a plague quarantine site in the 14th century during the Black Plague. And yeah, so this is where I'm like a little bit confused.
I mean, that makes sense because they were like, you're ill, island.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, they did it all literally. Over the world. You're ill, island.
Yeah. But it's weird because like when I was looking at the research, it was kind of talking about like, oh, with the plague in the 1700s. And then I was like, plague in the 1700s, Italy. And it was Google was like, no, there wasn't a plague in the 1700s in Italy. So I don't know what you're talking about. And so it's a little
weird.
Like, I'm like, yeah, get it straight, but I don't know. So there's that. Just know that there was plagues throughout history. And then many, 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 many thousands of people were sent to this island.
Right.
And died there.
Right.
Okay. That's all that really matters. However, it also wasn't alone. There was these two other islands in Venice that were also used for quarantining.
Oh.
But once those islands filled up, they would also just send everyone to Povea.
Oh.
So I don't, because, okay, it's only 18 acres, which is not that large.
It's a little bitty island.
Yeah, it's a little bitty island. Like, it's really not that big.
No.
But, yeah. Anyway.
Damn. Okay.
So, research varies on what was actually done with the bodies from the plague. Some say that they were burned in the back area of the island, which is where the rumor of the ground being 50% human ash comes from.
Right.
While others claim that plague victims were actually thrown into plague pits, which was a common practice during the time of the Black Death.
Bring out your dead!
Exactly.
Boing!
Boing! And while numbers vary, the most common number of plague victim on Povea that I saw was between 100,000 and 160,000 people. So oh this is what I mean.
God.
It's really not that big of an island.
Holy shit.
Yeah. It's kind of like how in the Paris catacombs there's 6 million people.
Yeah.
6 million bodies of bones. They probably also dumped people in the water. I don't know, because it's like an island.
Probably. That's so sad. That's so many people.
So many. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, I know. Kind of crazy. This is why it's important to get vaccinated if you can.
Yeah, yeah.
A marble plaque discovered on the island's western coast has this ominous inscription. Ne fodias vita functi contagio requiescant. MDCCXCIII. Which translates to, do not dig. Those who died of infection rest here. 1793. So this is what I mean. The tombstone,
yeah.
Or like marble this giant plaque.
Tombstone plaque for 160,000 people.
Yeah, was from 1793. But, like, the plague is from the 14th century, which is the 1300s.
Okay, but maybe by 1793, they were like, guys, if there's plague, we can't fit any more bodies in this motherfucking earth.
True, true.
If they're, like, how many plague pits were there? They're probably all over the place.
Yeah.
So... 160,000 people on 18 acres. And like, you can only dig so deep until the freaking ocean starts going in the holes.
Yeah. Well, can you? I guess it depends on what kind of island it is.
Yeah. But like, water's gonna start coming in.
Well, yeah. Some way or another, it's true.
Yeah. So in that sense, maybe by 1793, they were officially... saying, hey, there ain't no room.
Another island.
The island's full. Full capacity island.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, like build another island and then I don't know, use that.
So weird.
Yeah,
so creepy.
That is really weird though. That
yeah, if someone knows, just send us an email.
That many hundreds of years,
I know.
For them to be like, yeah, it's full.
Yeah, let's not dig here anymore. Stop. Maybe they were going to do something with it. And then they were like, actually, don't dig here.
Right.
Like, maybe they were like, yo, let's turn this shit into a resort, a 1700s resort. And then they're
like,
then
housing,
they like start digging and like they find a body.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, fuck. Right.
But how would they know that they died from the plague? I guess just...
I think it's easy to tell. You want me
on
to
the
look
bones?
It up? Black plague.
Because that's hundreds of years, right? So it's
bones.
Like, how would they know?
Hmm.
Did the Black Plague do something to your bones?
No, I don't think so. And also, it's kind of interesting too, because like, you know how people go into the Paris catacombs? Sorry, I'm really just hooked on the catacombs right now.
Yeah, they don't get sick.
No.
But they didn't know that back then.
No, I mean people today go in the fucking catacombs
and
go roam around and romp around with all the skeletons.
Yeah.
And like touch shit. And they don't
get sick.
I don't know. Anyway, shall we continue
on? Someone tell us.
Someone email us.
Dang.
Someone fucking email us.
Yeah. Actually.
Out my head. It's fine.
No one wants to email us.
It's fine. Whatever. Snoozy lose.
You snoozy lose. That's what I keep saying. That's what you could be featured on Ghoul Society podcast. But guess what?
You're not.
Because you're not sending us your freaking tail.
Yeah, we've had one person. Know. Thank you.
You know who you know are. That many of you listening have had encounters.
Oh, oof.
Okay, family.
Oh.
Family listening.
True.
We know. Anyway, rant over.
Okay. That's it. That's a whole rant.
Yeah, that's my rant. Thanks okay. for coming to my TED Talk.
So, by the early 1920s, the existing buildings on the island, I don't know who decided this, but they decided. Also, I don't know what buildings were there, okay? This is
wasn't
what I mean.
Wasn't it a hospital?
No.
Oh.
Sorry, I'm hearing crickets.
Yeah. Weird.
Weird. Maybe it's just a weird feedback.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway.
I thought
so the people that, like, were sent there, they weren't sent to be treated. They were sent just to die.
Yeah, but they, like, lived there.
Kinda. Yeah, maybe they had some, like, building. There was a church. So I think the church was, like, kind of one of the most early buildings.
They tried to pray their plague away.
Yes. And they probably had, maybe they did have a hospital. Anyway.
Wait, imagine, okay, sorry. Imagine Tell being me. That priest and there and the church of, like, Italy or whatever, I don't know.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, one of us has to go to this island. I know you're not sick.
They pull the short straw.
Someone's gotta go. Do Let's the sermons straws. And bless these sick people. You're gonna die. Sorry. Who wants to go?
Who's in? I wonder.
That's crazy.
Or I wonder if they were just so good that they were like, I'll go.
Maybe.
Probably not. No offense.
Anyway,
so whatever buildings were there, they were converted into a nursing home / long-term care home / your favorite psychiatric asylum. Okay.
What and a this was a bambo combo.
I know.
That's awful.
Yeah.
Long-term yeah, long yes. I don't send me into a long-term care home with like I don't know, like you can't go anywhere.
To an island, you mean?
Yeah, like to
a nursing home on an island that's like, hard to get to.
But also it's why like would you have ride? A nursing home like in the same proximity as like presumably a locked down psychiatric ward? Those are two different things.
Yeah.
Like
because these are all the people that no one wants to fucking deal with because we are shitty humans in this society. So we just want to be like, ooh, we're done with them. They're like, quote, invalids, you know?
Yeah.
Shove them away. Put them away. We treat our elderly like shit.
That's so sad.
In the Western world, like, anyway. That,
like, honestly, some of them probably would have been scared.
Yeah.
Not only because they're on an island, but, like, I don't know. There must have been people, like, screaming and, like,
yes.
afraid.
And wailing.
And wailing and moaning. You know, yeah.
Yeah. No, super scary. So, this was an operation for 48 years until 1968. We all know the horrors of sanatoriums and asylums that, quote, didn't know any better or were participating in, quote, best practices of the time. Mm. And like you were just saying, Sarah, this would have been a really loud place, a strange place, and an extremely lonely place.
Yeah.
I think even though you're like, I'm assuming, maybe not. Maybe like the nursing home aspect of it was fun and great and lovely, but I just kind of doubt it.
Yeah.
Because it's also 1920s of it all.
Yeah.
It's the 1800s of it all of the 1920s, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So
you get it.
Yeah, you get it. During its psychiatric timeline, Stories suggest that the asylum's director was a mad scientist-like character who enjoyed performing horrible experiments on his patients.
They all were.
Testing different shit, trying out new things, and just, like, honestly causing havoc. But one of the main ones, of course, as we know, was the frontal lobe lobotomy and electroshock therapies. So this was common practice of the time at many asylums, but within the walls of Povea, this doctor slowly lost his mind. The doctor's journals, allegedly discovered decades later, describe visions of a plague queen with blackened eyes who promised him immortality if he fed her blood and souls.
What the fuck? What? Imagine being the person to find these diaries and it's like,
I know.
Oh my god.
I know. So rumor has it that these ghosts of the plagues and his victims eventually drove him mad, and one stormy evening he climbs up to the top of the clock tower and jumps off to his death, laughing maniacally the whole time. Some Stop. Versions of the story have the doctor jumping off the tower and falling into a mysterious fog, with the fog actually killing him instead of the fall.
Ooh.
While there's no direct evidence of this mad scientist doctor, patients of the asylum told many stories of being tormented by the souls of plague victims.
Whoa.
And there were recorded requests to be transferred to other institutions.
Whoa.
Yeah, so these psychiatric patients are like, I'm literally being tormented by spirits who died from the plague. Can you please send me to another fucking hospital?
Yeah, and then they were probably like, you're crazy.
You're crazy. Yeah.
What do you know? You're crazy.
Yeah, literally.
And they were like,
yeah. Isn't that crazy, though, about the mad scientist doctor? I know. It's so creepy.
Ew.
Yeah.
I hate that.
With the tens of thousands of people who arrived at the island and were never able to leave, there are obviously some notable spirits that lurk around the island. So now that we've kind of gone over a little bit of the history, I know that there's not that much, really. It's all kind of shrouded, but I will share with you some ghost stories. Fishermen today still avoid Povea Island altogether. They, like, go around it as much as they can. They're just like, let's just boat, like, far, far away from this place. However, they claim that when the skies and the waterways are clear, in the perfect conditions, if you get close enough, you can see skulls and bones under the water surface by the island.
Oh, yeah, erosion.
Yeah. I know. And then that's why I was thinking, like, maybe they were thrown into the ocean.
Yeah.
And then when a skull or a bone is accidentally caught in their nets, the entire catch is thrown back into the ocean because they'd rather just let it go than to be cursed. And they're like, nope, no thanks. I would do
that too.
Yeah.
It's a try again next time scenario.
Yeah, exactly. GG, go next.
Yeah.
On top of catching the bones of humans, which is spooky enough, these fishermen also claim to hear screams and moans coming from the island at all different hours of the day.
Mm-hmm.
One of the common howling type of spirits is thought to be Little Maria, a spirit that has been seen on the island for over 400 years. Now, this young child is thought to be a plague victim, and to this day she roams the beach and wails, crying for someone to help her escape her pain. Isn't that so sad?
Yeah.
Little Maria just needs to be released.
Yeah.
Crazy that she's been seen for that long.
Yeah, that's actually insane.
Yeah. I feel bad for the fishermen who kind of have to
deal with that.
Go around that area.
No kidding.
And go fishing.
Yeah.
They're like, I'm just trying to work.
Yeah, actually.
Then we have a story of a man who was the bell ringer for the tower.
Oh, okay.
So apparently, one day, he's, like, going up to the tower, and he gets trapped in the tower in the act of ringing its bell, somehow. And somehow, also, no one knew that he got trapped up there, so no one noticed.
No one noticed that the bell was ringing extra long that day?
Yeah, I don't really know.
The bell didn't stop ringing. Why didn't
he
just
ring the bell again after he was like, yeah, I'm stuck up here.
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't know.
Whatever.
So, supposedly, allegedly,
right,
this man starved to death in the tower.
Oh.
Because he was never found and he was trapped up there, even though he could probably have rung the bell or like shouted from the top.
Okay.
And visitors claim to hear ringing from the giant bell tower, even though the bell was actually removed decades ago.
Whoa.
So you can still hear ringing.
That's creepy.
And same with the fishermen. They'll still hear the ringing of the bell too. The ringing of the bell commands you. Do you know what that's from?
Scooby-Doo?
No.
Oh.
It's from Over the Garden Wall.
Oh.
The ringing of the bell. Sounds of scuffling, footsteps, and various movements can be heard throughout the asylum. Story goes that a patient named Pietro, who had his legs amputated, used to race around the buildings in his wheelchair, like just skirting around, which honestly also sounds really fun.
Yeah.
And so to this day, visitors to the island have reported hearing the sounds of his wheelchair squeaking or squealing through the halls mm-hmm. of the asylum building.
Damn.
So that's kind of like some of the main ones. And then many ghost hunters, researchers, and YouTubers have adventured to Povea mm-hmm. to uncover its secrets of what exactly went down. Because again, it's still kind of shrouded in mystery.
Right.
And I've watched a few of these videos. Some of them, nothing really happens. Like, no. I watched Colin from the Paranormal Files go. That's the one that I was watching that I was telling you about, where he gets, like, stuck in this thunderstorm.
Oh, yeah.
And he doesn't actually capture any evidence.
Oh.
And it doesn't even feel spooky. Like, I feel like sometimes when I'm watching the videos, I can sense certain things.
Yeah.
In the videos.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Damn.
It seemed just like, it was like dark and spooky and like the asylum is creepy, but mm-hmm. didn't feel like spirit-y. I don't know.
Okay.
It's weird. But in 2009, Ghost Adventures visited Povea with Zach Bagans, of all people, where he had an extremely intense experience. So in his book, Dark World, Zach recalls the following. I don't remember everything that happened to me that night. I know we were in the main hospital of Povea trying to lure the spirits out. Nick was chanting over and over, Risotto lo mia energia, which means use my energy in Italian. Next thing I know, I felt different, and not just a little different. I felt like somebody else was looking through my eyes. Nothing looked familiar to me. I froze. My body wouldn't move. I looked at Aaron and suddenly felt a rage build up in me to do him harm. I saw myself tearing him apart. I wanted to peel his skin off and gouge out his eyes.
Oh.
Get out of here, I yelled, lashing out for no apparent reason. I squeezed the camera in my hands until it snapped. For a second, I thought I might be having a stroke or some sort of super bad reaction to shellfish, but there was no way this was anything like that. And anger took me over, and the fight was on. I fought to get whatever it was in me out. It was a struggle between good and evil that I eventually won, but not before going through a traumatic battle. I had to keep reminding myself who I was and that I wasn't weak enough to be taken over or evil enough to hurt my friends. I had to concentrate on all the good things in my life until the darkness left me. After I shouted at Aaron, he wisely left me alone. Nick also moved away from me and went behind a wall until it was over. What was really dangerous was that I had a machete on my hip at the time. We had been using it to get through some of the thick overgrown weeds on the island. Luckily, the evil trying to take me over didn't realize it. If it had, ..
Damn!
Yeah. And so here's the thing. Zach Bagans, we all know, he's a jerk. He's super intense. He's a fucking drama queen. There's a lot... Like, there's a lot of drama about him online right now. I don't
know the full drama.
I don't know the full drama. Well, just, like, in general.
Oh.
I know that he faces a lot of criticism and accusations of, like, ego-driven, controlling behavior. He was also apparently involved in the cancellation of other shows, such as Destination Fear. And I love those guys. That's like the Project Fear group.
Right.
Do you know them? It's like, what are their names?
I've heard, but...
Dakota and the girl Chelsea and the other guys. Anyway, they're really great. They're awesome. Yeah, so I'm on the Project Fear team for sure. So I'm kind of like, I don't know. Zach Bagans is a lot. But the video footage of this experience where he's like being possessed is so crazy.
Yeah, I bet.
I didn't watch it with sound because I couldn't find it or something with sound.
Oh.
But I was also kind of like, are you just putting on a show?
Hmm.
Like, I don't know. It was kind of weird. Anyway, so those are kind of like the main creepy ghosts, the main experiences. And what we do know for a fact is that Poveo Island today is a beautiful, crumbling mess of what it once was.
Mm-hmm.
The buildings are barely safe to enter, with stairs collapsing and ceilings falling onto floors below, while the creeping, crawling vines of the natural world slowly make their entrance through broken windows and rotting doors. What remains are stories and spirits of those who were sent here to die during the plague, and those whose family and friends perhaps believed they would have a better chance at a normal life with caretakers and others that experienced the world like them. So no one can actually go to Poveo at this time. It's been like purchased and sold and mm-hmm. is on like a 99-year lease from the Italian government. And no one really knows what's going on.
Oh,
I guess some people are trying to make things happen there. You can't legally go there. You have to get permission from the municipality. So if you choose to do that, send us an email.
Yeah.
And let us know what you find out. But
that's crazy. Is
Poveo Island.
Wow.
And
thank you.
I'm sure that you can find other stories online about it too. At least watch the YouTube videos. Like,
yeah.
Those are kind of the main stories that I mm-hmm. found. But
yeah. Right.
That's all.
Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah.
You know, that reminded me that I just had this, when you were telling me about Zach's story,
mm-hmm.
I was reminded that someone I know told me a story like that happened to someone they know.
Whoa.
Like, they got possessed.
Whoa, that's so scary.
And they described it like that. Just not like the, that. Like,
mm.
not the, like, good versus evil fight,
mm.
but like the all of a sudden they were looking like it, like someone else was looking through their eyes and they were
looking through
that.
Whoa.
Like they were looking through their eyes at a distance.
Yeah. Oh, that's so creepy.
And I was like,
that's so weird. I hate that.
Yeah. I swear someone just told me that recently. That happened to someone they know. And I was like, excuse you? just like,
casually,
wait, what?
Casually. So this thing happened to someone that I know.
They well, sometimes possessed. Sometimes the people I know do that because of the podcast. They're like, yeah. Hey, you should hear this story. And I'm like, yeah. What the fuck?
That's so crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But like, it's kind of scary.
It is scary.
Yeah.
It would be really cool to go to Poveo.
I think it's I'd be scared beautiful. And pee my pants.
I would probably pee my pants too, but it's so cool. You know, I love exploring that kind of shit.
Yeah, I know. Oh, it's also. So cool.
Yes.
I got tickets to go on a ghost tour in Athens.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my god, that is cool.
On our trip. I'm so excited.
I wonder if they're going to talk about the Labyrinth of the Minotaur.
Probably.
Because I was kind of like looking into that. But that's really? In Crete.
Yeah, we're not going there.
Okay.
We were, but then we decided just to go to one of the islands and not two.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah.
Fair. Just explore more in one place.
Yeah. Well, because we're doing like the whole like Prison of Socrates.
Oh, and we're cool.
doing all of the main temples one day. Then we're doing the Pantheon one day. And then Damn. We're going to an island where there's other temples.
Then we're going back.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
You're doing a history tour, essentially. Yeah. You're doing like a history trip.
Montana was like, so we're going to go to this island and we're going to fucking relax. Because I'm like, we got to go here. We got to go here. We got to go.
Oh my God. Because how long are you going for again?
Like 14 days.
Okay.
13
days. That's a pretty good amount. Ooh, it's coming up soon.
But yeah, I just booked the ghost tour because I was looking for restaurants. And then it just popped up on my travel itinerary. I was like,
of course.
It knows. My God.
It knows.
I was like, Montana, I'm booking this right now. I did it. Anyway.
Yeah. Wow. Love it. I'm so excited for you. Thank you. Thanks everyone for listening.
Thank you. I hope you all enjoyed my crazy apartment story and then Jamie's crazy Italy island story.
Yeah, Poveglia. That's right. Yeah, go watch some episodes on Poveglia just so that you can like see it because it looks really cool.
It does.
I'm going to show Sarah some photos. But
yay.
Yeah. If you have any questions, comments, critiques, concerns, please email us at
ghoulsocietypod@gmail.com.
You can follow us on Instagram and slide into our DMs at
Ghoul Society. Wait. Wait. Oh, Ghoul Society Pod. Isn't that what
it is? Or is it Ghoul dot?
No, ghoul that's society TikTok.
Oh.
It's Ghoul Society Pod.
Yeah, okay, on IG. You can follow us on TikTok, though, at
Ghoul dot Society Pod.
You can also find us on YouTube.
Yeah, I think our YouTube's just Ghoul Society Pod. Well, our YouTube, if you just search Ghoul Society,
you'll find us.
You can listen. Yeah, Ghoul Society Pod. You can listen to all of our episodes. And I also post like the videos that I post on Instagram and TikTok. I post on there too.
Yes, as YouTube shorts.
Yeah, thank you for 15 subscribers on YouTube.
Woohoo, 15. Ow, ow, love it.
So, yeah.
Yeah, and you can find all of our show notes, descriptions. What?
Each episode's description in the show notes.
Each episode's description, trigger warnings, resources in the show notes below the podcast.
Thank you very much, and this is why we don't record on Tuesdays.
Or at night.
Yeah.
Good.
Bye.
Talk to me like lovers do. For some reason, I thought it was like no one's there, but that's weird.
Okay.
Talk to me like no one's there. Okay, you ready?
Yep.